Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
Yeah, like beef fishery could be shut down in federal waters as of December. We are pushing against Monterey Bay Aquarium's incorrect red listing of the Maine lobster.
Good morning, it's Lupe Soto with the Street Beat. The community in all parts of down East Maine and Washington County are coming together to support local, state, and national lobster fishermen and women in a rally on Monday, September 26th. According to Dave Whitney, Paul LePage will be there with a special announcement as he campaigns for governor. And on the news line is Amanda Smith, one of the organizers of the local lobstermen's group, who will be joining the LePage rally to highlight their concerns over lobster restrictions they say will destroy their way of life. And good morning, Amanda. And tell us who you are and how you're involved with this situation.
So I am the wife of a lobster fisherman, and I am also somebody that's involved in the community. I like to know what's happening, when it's happening, and a little bit of a leader role. So I mentioned to you, there's a big group of us that are significant others of lobster fishermen. We're family members that are helped supported by the system. Our husbands, our parents, our children, our, you know, all of it. So we found out the red listing of the lobster came out by the Monterey Bay Aquarium, and it highlights right whale regulations that the Maine lobstermen have been fighting and complying with since the 90s.
And who is the Monterey Bay Aquarium?
They're an aquarium based out of California, and they receive funding from many different federal organizations, one of which has released a report on the right whale and it incorrect information, because there's no information there to support it. Mm-hmm. And the Monterey Bay Aquarium has used this information to redlist the lobster under the information of it being a danger to the North Atlantic right whale. We don't even have right whales off the coast of Maine anymore. It's a push to close the fishery and completely destroy our livelihood.
So tell us how and why the rally came together.
The rally came together to help get the information out there that it's not just lobster fishermen. The entire Maine economy is some way supported by the lobster fishery, from the boat builders to marine specialists to the marine hardware stores, and then we can't pay contractors to get stuff built if we're not making the money ourselves, and the ripple effect that it has, and that it is a heritage. This is our way of life, and it's ingrained into our DNA. So we want to get the word out there.
Talk a little bit about what's going on in southern Maine.
The closure in southern Maine has come back on the table. This came about after... So there was a lawsuit, and the judge ruled on the lawsuit that the Maine fishery did not have enough evidence to support that we were not harming right whales. So they said the survey was invalidated. That invalidation of the survey is what has prompted the Monterey Bay Aquarium to issue this red listing, because that invalidation of the survey, we don't know what's going to happen, but the fishery could close in December. Yeah, like beef fishery could be shut down in federal waters as of December.
Who actually is in charge of shutting it down?
The NOAA, which is also the National Marine Fisheries Services.
Okay, so National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
They're the ones that we continue to have lawsuits against.
So go ahead and tell me what you guys are actually doing now.
So our rally is going to be held Monday the 26th. There were two rallies scheduled that day. One, a campaign stop for LePage, and the second one was our rally in support of the Maine lobster fishery. We have been in contact with the organizers for LePage's campaign stop, and we have agreed to come together as a community. The Maine Lobstermen's Association has a legal defense fund. They have the attorneys that are fighting against the red listing and the right whale regulations that are coming up later this year. We will have MLA here, there, and information there as to how people can donate to the Maine Lobstermen's Association to help us fight to save our livelihood and heritage.
Now, do you know how to do that right now?
Okay. The Maine Lobstermen's Association.org.
Talk a little bit about the speakers that are going to be there.
Yes, Tiffany Strout is going to be speaking. She's a Republican candidate. There will be a mix of speakers. There will be Tiffany Strout and Paula Page speaking. I will be speaking on behalf of those of us there for the MLA and the lobster fishery communities. Rocky Alley is going to be there. He's okay. The head of the Union 207. Totally. And I imagine Rocky's father will be there, who is our representative, Robert Alley.
Who are some of the other organizers involved in this rally?
Joanna Giel is one of the organizers for the initial rally that we were putting together. Since we've started talking to the organizers of the LePage rally, we've also been speaking with David Whitney and Tiffany Strout. Mason Merchant has been a big help on both sides of it. He's assisted in us being able to use Perio Point and getting those logistics together.
So go ahead and tell us all the information we need to know for the rally.
All right. It's Monday, September 26th, beginning at 4 p.m. and lasting until 4:15. Get there early because there will be shuttles from the parking spaces down to Perio. We would like everybody there by about 3:50. It's at Perio Point on Beals Island. Speakers are set to begin at 4, and it's for the community as a whole to come together and show support of our Maine lobster fishermen and our heritage. We're going to have a group page set up on Facebook shortly so other family members and stuff can put their stories in and share their connection and community involvement with fishing.
Amanda Smith, one of the organizers of the local lobstermen's group who are having the rally. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.